This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating a independent medical evaluation for MES Solutions, 1393 Veterans Memorial Highway, Suite 110N, Hauppauge, New York, 11787. Examinee Conchetta Trombetta, TROMBETTA, claim number NYOP10026, date of injury 2/27/2010, MES file number 211-230-18259, case type workers' compensation evaluation, specialty psychiatry, employer insured, WNK Management Corp, client SAFE space TPA, date and time of exam 11/7/2023 at 2 p.m. Location 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. I was asked to evaluate Conchetta Trombetta for an independent medical evaluation. She arrived 1.5 hours early with her husband, who accompanied her into the exam room as well. Conchetta Trombetta is a 62-year-old female who resides with her husband of 43 years. She's the mother of two grown children, ages 40 and 37, and she has three grandchildren, ages 8, 2, and 5. She reports that she's completely disabled since a fall in February 27, 2010, at her then job at McDonald's. She reports slipping on ice on the sidewalk by the McDonald's where she worked. She reports hitting her head and bleeding, and apparently was diagnosed with a concussion when she received medical attention. She reports a dizzy feeling that comes over her multiple times a day, and sometimes triggered by a concern for friends who are not at the house with her, or worries spontaneously that, quote, something may have happened to my boyfriend, unquote. She's been seeing Dr. Edward Barnorski, B-A-R-N-O-S-K-I, psychologist, every 2 weeks for 45-minute sessions. She reports finding the meditation and breathing sections quite helpful. So to summarize, her current medication regimen includes Dr. Barnorski every 2 weeks for 45 minutes, Dr. Who prescribes Cymbalta, 60 milligrams daily, and she reports this helps her stay calm. She's also taking Xanax 4 times a day as needed. She sees Dr. Richard Pitch for psychiatric medication monitoring on an every 3 month basis. She also takes ibuprofen 800 milligrams 3 times a day at the advice of a friend, and she reports physical activity, namely walking a physical therapy currently meets 1.5 months at a time. Okay. Past psychiatric history denies. Past medical history has hypertension by history. Had 3 knee surgeries. She does not wish to stay home from college due to the symptomatology. She denies alcohol or drug use. There's no current active addictions in the family. Her mother died when patient was 8 years old. Father died in his 90s. She has 5 sisters and 3 brothers. She was raised in Sicily, moved to Brooklyn at the age of 16. She's had 3 bladder surgeries, including chemo, and is due for another examination by radiology in approximately 6 months' time. Of note, Dr. Bednarski's progress notes span from 10/14/16. BCVA. I'll wait till I can show those medications to other staff prior to addressing them in this review. A patient sees Dr. Richard Pitch every 3 months for the antidepressants that he and anti-anxiety medications that he prescribes. The patient's most recent note submitted is from Branch Orthopedics on 2/3/23. It's a note by Charles Brogan, PA. On mental status exam, patient was casually dressed with fluent speech. He had dysphoric mood, crying spells. You don't know if I'm alive, quote unquote. She's experiencing helplessness, decreased sleep, anhedonia, hypnagogic sensations, no visual hallucinations, no paranoia. She's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are fair. Just for clarification, the patient's sustained injuries included Hold on. I found the page I want. Hold on. Find the short list of her injuries. For review of patient's fall on February 27, 2010, she sustained injuries to her right shoulder, lower back, right hand, and bilateral knees. I feel patient, new paragraph, meets criteria for major depressive disorder. Severe. Not psychotic. Add to the mental status exam, no suicidal or homicidal ideation. She appears to benefit from her current therapy treatment. I suspect her sessions with Dr. Bernarski help provide her with the ability to minimally function in and outside the home. I believe she should continue these treatments and continue to receive medication from Dr. Pitch as well. I believe she continues to meet criteria for a full disability. And I suspect it is likely to be headed in the direction of permanency. However, with current treatments, I suspect that the percentage of disability perhaps may be decreased from 100 to 80% if there is progress with more treatments. Okay. Okay, so summary injuries included neck, back, right shoulder, both knees, head, depressive disorder, right carpal tunnel syndrome, major depression requiring medication management, and neuropsychological associates providing 45 to 50 minute psychotherapy sessions twice a month. I believe there is a causal relationship between her injury sustained and her current major depressive disorder. Is further treatment needed? I would recommend continuing our 45-minute sessions twice a month with Dr. Edward Bernarski, as these sessions appear to be helping her cope with the current situation. She has not yet reached maximum medical improvement. This would likely occur in the next 6 to 9 months. Is current treatment causally related to the 2010 date of injury? Yes, I believe so. Is the frequency of treatments reasonable and necessary? Yes, I believe so. Is cognitive behavioral therapy being provided? And if not, would the claimant benefit from CBT as it relates to her injury? Cognitive behavioral therapy is being provided by Dr. Edward Bernarski in his sessions. In accordance with NYWC regulations, specific dates of service for medical treatment, including physical therapy and follow-up notes, have been listed. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2, parentheses D, parentheses 4, parentheses E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I've reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. If there are further questions regarding this individual, please do not hesitate to ask.